Hello again. Ian Cottier here, bringing you another selection of the very best of brass band listening. Tonight is the seventh in the series where I try to show how international, indeed worldwide, brass bands have become, and not only secular brass bands. As far as internationality goes, the Salvation Army has always led the way. And that's the theme of tonight's programme, the Worldwide Ministry of the Salvation Army. To get the programme underway, it's a short hop across the channel to Amsterdam and the Amsterdam Staff Band playing Andrew McKerrath's march, Forward. The Amsterdam Staff Band. But after our European excursion, it's back to England and one of the foremost Salvation Army bands of the country where it all started, with General Booth some century and a half or more ago. And also we underline the principle that the Salvation Army is always ready to promote the gospel with the widest range of music. So here is the Enfield Citadel Band to play the overture to Mozart's opera The Magic Flute. Thank you. Enfield Citadel Band. Tonight's theme of the wide reach of the Salvation Army's mission is further underscored by my next choice, as we go to Scotland to hear the Bells Hill Band play a lively march by an American bandmaster, William Himes. It's called Motivation, something that we all need if we're going to achieve anything worthwhile. A Scottish Salvation Army band playing an original work by an American bandmaster. And now for an introduction to another musical project, the International Staff Band's History of Salvation Army Composition for Bands, After a long wait after the release of Volume 7 of the Heritage series, Volume 8, The Music of Prominent 21st Century Composers, has just been recorded. 11 tracks by 7 composers who have become familiar names on Time for Brass. Great stuff. Here's a sample. It's called Rhapsody on a Theme of Purcell by Kevin Norbury. And you'll probably recognise that theme as the one that Benjamin Britten used for his Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. Thank you. Rhapsody on a Theme of Purcell. Next, it's back across the Atlantic to another great band, the New York Staff Band, for another two fine compositions. First by Peter Graham, hugely influential in both the Salvation and the secular band repertoire. This work is called Sirocco, the name of the wind off the Sahara Desert that blows strongly accompanied by clouds of sand on all the countries bordering the Mediterranean. Based on familiar melodies from Greece, Italy and Spain, here is Sirocco, and then we stay with the New York Staff Band for Wilfred Heaton's meditation, Just As I Am. The book,
Thank you.
Just As I Am by Wilfred Heaton, a Yorkshireman who, as well as his Salvation Army affiliations, was Black Dyke's conductor for a time. Another track now from the International Staff Band's Heritage Volume 8. It's a short work by Martin Cordner called Lightbringing. And then a very popular short work found not only in the repertoire of the Salvation Army, but regularly played by many secular bands. Why ever not? It's very uplifting music. It's called Vitae Lux, The Light of Life.
Thank you.
And that, sad to say, brings us to tonight's final tracks. And if variety is the spice of life, well, spicy is what you're going to get to close tonight's celebration of the music of the Salvation Army. First, popular as a film and as a stage musical, both of which I've seen and enjoyed, Sister Act has given us the perennially popular I Will Follow Him, scored as a trombone solo by Gough Richards. And finally, the Bells Hill Band of Scotland closed tonight's show with Roy Newsom's arrangement of Deep Harmony. Good night.